USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just days after President Trump meets with him in Helsinki, Finland, word is President Vladimir Putin of Russia will be visiting the White House, probably this September. It was announced in a tweet from the White House yesterday, while the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, was on stage for a question and answer session at the Aspen Security Forum. He learned of the news from moderator Andrea Mitchell.
That Vladimir Putin is coming to the White House in the fall.
Say that again.
You, Vladimir Putin, coming.
Did I hear
to
you?
The, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be special.
Senate Republican Chief Mitch McConnell says Putin won't be welcome on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Tragedy just outside Branson, Missouri, as 11 people die last night when an amphibious tour bus, otherwise known as a duck boat, sinks on a lake during thunderstorms. The duck boat was full of tourists and two workers when it capsized, killing at least 11 people, and police say among the victims were some children. Meanwhile, a dozen people are reported injured after a string of tornadoes tears through central Iowa last evening, the city of Marshalltown getting hit the worst. President Trump critical of the Federal Reserve for raising interest rates, saying he's not thrilled with the prospect of more rate hikes coming this year, worried it might disrupt the economy.
We go up, and every time you go up, they want to raise rates again. And I don't really, I am not happy about it. But at the same time, I'm letting them do what they feel is best.
Speaking there to CNBC, the Fed has raised rates twice this year so far and has signaled two more hikes are likely by the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A new poll finds U.S. attitudes about Mexico have gotten worse recently. This new Gallup poll showing 45% of Americans think of Mexico as a friend, 27% think Mexico is an ally. It also shows 20% now consider Mexico an enemy of the United States. Gallup says it's the most negative attitude towards Mexico since the issue was first tracked about 20 years ago. The NFL's announced it's now putting that new national anthem policy it announced on hold. The NFL and Players Union releasing a joint statement saying that the league and team policies regarding conduct during the anthem will not be issued or enforced for several weeks as part of what they're calling a standstill agreement. The two sides say they will continue their dialogue as they work through the anthem issue. The NFL had approved a new policy in May requiring players and team personnel on the sidelines to stand during the anthem. That is, some players have been using the anthem, as you probably well know, as an opportunity to protest things from police brutality to racial inequality. And the former U.S. Airman whose radio show inspired Robin Williams' character in Good Morning Vietnam, Adrian Cronauer, is dead at 79. In later years, he was a broadcast lawyer who also helped the Pentagon with MIA and POW issues. You can always find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.